Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Michael FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 20th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 22. And it's cold tonight. It's been just cold. I mean, it's winter. We're playing fucking games. Winter. Anyways, we'll be right back and good Lord willing, and the crooks don't rise, we'll go to the page. I'm supposed to have that ready. There, I have that ready. Anywho, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see what kind of propaganda we're, let's see what they're building today in the propaganda process here. Head down from the top today. Childhood vaccine exemptions reach highest level ever in U.S. And I thought this was pretty interesting. This is by Naima Harris, The People's Voice. The United States has now hit the highest ever childhood vaccine exemption rate in history, according to the CDC. Well, I don't know if I believe anything them fuckers say. The number of children whose caregivers are opting them out of routine childhood vaccines has reached an all-time high, the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention reported on November 10th. Experts believe that the findings clearly reflect Americans' growing unease about vaccinations, in the particular medicine in general. Now you're trying to kill us. You're giving us fucking goddamn biological kill agents that you admit that's what it is. You admit you're fucking killing us. You come on and brag about it. Keep things straight here, guys. Prior to the so-called COVID pandemic, the United States maintained nearly 95% nationwide vaccine coverage for 10 years. A lot of people died over that. The Epic Times report, between 20 and 2021, vaccine coverage in kindergarten age children fell to 94%. Between 21 and 22, it dropped to 93%. And I don't believe those fucking numbers. I don't believe those fucking numbers. Any numbers you put up, I could automatically consider them a fucking lie. Vaccine exemption rates have also increased to 3%. Bullshit. I mean, they're fucking, well, I guess getting the exemptions a part of it. It's not clear whether this reflects a true increase in opposition to vaccines or if the parents are opting for medical vaccine exemptions because of barriers to vaccination or out of convenience, the report offered. Fuck yeah, that's it, man. It's just too hard to get a shot. You got to dodge them and fucking duck and push them off to keep them from fucking poking you. I just can't get one. It's inconvenient. There's a fucking place to stab you everywhere you go. Rather, because of an increase in hesitancy or barriers to vaccination, the COVID-19 pandemic, COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 will never fucking exist. Got that, Goebbels? Pandemic affected, and there was no fucking pandemic. It was a scam. It was a goddamn operation, and it had specific purposes that it tried. It was testing the fucking waters for world tyranny. Pandemic affected childhood routine vaccinations. They continued post-COVID skepticism into vaccine skepticism. Dr. Cody Messner, a professor of pediatrics at the Dartmouth Geisel School of Medicine, was concerned that people's skepticism toward the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You can put it in there 100 fucking times. It still don't exist. Vaccine, and it ain't no goddamn vaccine. It's a biological kill agent by admission. You guys should correct this shit. You should put fucking, call it what it fucking is. But if you did that, you'd lose your license. You'd lose your fat fucking wallet, you incorporated fucking goddamn shills. You're supposed to be the alternative media that just turns and keeps, like Alex Jones did, turns and turns until you're right there with the fucking mainstream. And there'll be a handful of you at the top and everybody else fucking is down the fucking tube, because it'll cost so much to operate a fucking site, you won't be able to do it. Vaccines may have also affected their attitude toward conventional vaccines, leading to the decline in CDC recommended and state required vaccinations, as recently reported by the CDC. No, I'm telling you, I never took their fucking bullshit. I mean, in school I did when I was a kid, but like a flu shot, you want to get the flu, go take a fucking flu shot. That's what I knew about them. He suggested that the CDC's initial delayed recognition of myocardial. I love the way you fucking propagandists write. He suggested the CDC's initial delayed recognition of myocarditis, or people dropping left and fucking right, as a COVID vaccine side effect is in adolescents and young adults, coupled with the agency's encouragement to vaccine as one example of what may be contributing to people's distrust. You think that, you know, hundreds of reports saying it's a kill agent. When you come out and say it's a biological kill agent created in the fucking lab to kill you, there's never been a such thing as COVID-19. The fucking shots are what kill you. The shedding of the shots. See, that's one thing I want to hear more about. The typhoid fucking Marys. People don't realize how far and extent they fucking spread that shit, where they inoculated people who didn't want to be inoculated through their fucking ignorance. I think those vaccination recommendations were well-intentioned, he said, but the slow acknowledgement of side effects may have left some people with the perception that the CDC was not completely forthcoming, huh? Who in the hell wrote this? I got to go see now. This is from the People's Voice. I figured as much. You fucking goddamn shills, I swear. Post-COVID skepticism spilling into vaccine skepticism. The professor predicts the 9 months. Yes, we're about where we were. He suggested that the CDC initial delayed recognition of myocarditis as a COVID vaccine side effect is in adolescents and young people, coupled with the agency's encouragement to vaccinate, is one example of what may contribute to people's distrust. Oh, that, and everybody you know is fucking dead. You look around you, fucking half your fucking town's dead. That's an indicator too, you know. Oh. Pediatrician Mark Barrett said that the current trend is likely caused by people distrusting recommendations by the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and even their doctors. No fucking shit. I think they want to kill us. I think they've told us they want to kill us. I think they brag about the fact that they're fucking wiping us out by the fucking, by the millions, by the fucking, that don't admit. If it's by the millions, probably the tens of millions. For what we fucking know, we're not going to get the fucking truth out of this so-called alternative media, because this, these motherfuckers are bought. I guarantee this is incorporated. Fat wallet motherfuckers. And it will keep morphing and morphing back until there's just one fucking narrative. You watch what I tell you. Predictions by Derek Hussman said that children having the lowest risk of severe, here we go. You know it don't exist, People's Voice. You fucking know it's a lie. Why do you keep putting the fucking lie in here? Propagandists. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 will never exist. But here it is again. I mean, this whole fucking article's full of it. That's what you're doing. Is that how you get your fucking money? Is that how you get to operate, you motherfuckers? And if you don't fucking throw, do they write it for you? Do they bring it out of the think tanks and hand it to you and you put your fucking name on it? Mainstream motherfuckers of severe COVID-19 gave parents the and pediatricians unique perspectives, making them question the broad need for vaccines. No shit. The pediatrician's perspective is pretty significantly different in reference to the COVID pandemic. And it wasn't, there was no flu, you know, there was zero fucking flu that year. Wonder what happened. You think they were marking down every, I mean, and the kill rate on this is supposed to be 0.008 or some kind of shit. I mean, this was so insignificant for what they did with it is just unfucking believable. COVID, my ass, pandemic. Then a physician who takes care of adults, Dr. Hussman, said because the pediatric population was at essentially zero risk of death of serious complications of COVID infection, like nothing, like a fucking cold. According to the CDC website dashboard, deaths from COVID-19. Why are you putting this in there, People's Voice? I thought you were going to tell the fucking truth. Say what it fucking is, from the fucking death shot. Deaths from the fucking goddamn biological kill agent. Not COVID-19. COVID-19 never existed. It doesn't exist. It will never exist. Keep it up, Goebbels. Make up to 3% of all deaths, but the percentage is even smaller in children. There was a perceived conflict between the information that COVID was less serious in children, yet the vaccine was recommended for them. This was never satisfactorily explained or resolved. Dr. William Schaffner, a professor of preventive medicine and health policy in the infectious disease division at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, wrote to the Epoch Times. California pediatrician Dr. Looks like Samara Cardenas. I mean, it is part of Mexico, so you expect a Mexican name. Said that the public slowly came to realize that COVID-19 doesn't. See how many times they put it in this fucking article. These motherfuckers, do they not? People's Voice doesn't know that it's a fucking lie, that it never fucking existed, that it's been admitted and proved time and time again, that the guy who made the test that supposedly found the COVID-19 said it could not do that, that it was impossible, that you actually can't find no fucking virus, can you? You can make the shit up and you can make deadly fucking poisons in your fucking lab and release. No, that's COVID-19. And we'll just fucking believe it. There is no such thing as COVID-19. There never will be. And there is no such thing as a COVID-19 vaccine, because we all know that the vaccine, the CDC put it on their own site. It's not a vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. And no, it's not. It says COVID-19 vaccines were not safe. No, biological kill agents aren't safe. I agree with that. We're not effective and initially promised. But see, these motherfuckers are taking over the fucking net. Pretty soon, this is all you're going to have to fucking read. And then they'll just keep squeezing it and squeezing it, seeing how stupid you are, seeing what you'll fucking repeat, what buzzwords, what fucking slogans, and you'll be right back where you fucking started again. You better get on that goddamn Bill of Rights, because that's the only thing that's going to stop these motherfuckers. The only thing they know is goddamn fucking violence. And then violence is the only thing that stops them. Just like in Palestine, you sit there on your fucking ass and you watch it and they will kill every fucking Palestinian. Nobody's tried to stop them. Why? If they're not stopped, every Palestinian will be dead. If they keep shooting Palestinians, doesn't that make mathematical sense to you? And this may have also prompted parents to question the need for routine vaccinations. Do you think so? In California, if you're not vaccinated, they won't even take a medical exemption. So I have quite a few patients asking about homeschooling rather than vaccinating their children, he said. There has been this incredible increase in homeschooling since COVID-19. But don't just do since COVID pandemic. There was no fucking pandemic. But don't you forget what they're doing in them fucking schools, too. Trying to make little boys into little girls. And they're not, you don't go to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. You learn the pronouns of your fucking the freaks that'll rape your ass. The little girls in the bathroom with the beard on. Why they got a beard on. I mean, fuck that. That's what school is. That's what school's for. For fucking sex ed is the only goddamn class you got, you motherfuckers. Pandemic and so that may have falsely inflated the vaccine rates. Bullshit. In the report, added Dr. Hussman, who is based in rural Texas. And another example of the propaganda. This is why I came back to five. I didn't want to come back to 5 days. I mean, this fucking. I mean, I get nothing more for it, but this is a fucking goddamn full court press, and I'm going to fucking answer every fucking one of these motherfuckers that I can in the time I have. Portland trans Antifa militants assault women's rights group at library. I mean, this shit is out of hand. But you know, unless you're going to do something about it, what the fuck are you even bitching about? It shows these fucking freaks. God damn, run into me, you son of a bitch. I'll blast your fucking nose to the back of your head, you fucking animal. I don't know, shall we? A woman's rights event was reportedly attacked by Antifa-affiliated extremists on Sunday in Portland, Oregon. Rose City Antifa had been plotting to disrupt the event over the past few days, encouraging members to assault female recipients. And they're calling for assaulting people. And no police showed up. The threats were issued on social media. And they didn't, you know, they called, even when they were calling 911, they couldn't get a cop to come. The women's advocacy group, Women as a Declaration International, announced on X that trans-identified Antifa militants had followed through with their threats. The women said they were victims of violent assault during Sunday's event outside the Portland Public Library. Now, why weren't there some good fucking citizens? Some good American nationals just went out there. Like them, you guys want to beat the fuck out of them ninjas and go down and just beat the fuck out of these motherfuckers. They won't want to be on the street when their fucking nose is broke and their fucking jaw is broke and they're fucking laying there with their ribs stomped in. Members of Antifa allegedly pepper sprayed, punched, kicked, threw projectiles at the group of women. Portland police failed to respond to several 9/11 calls while the attack was occurring, the group alleged. Right, ain't that something? It almost makes you think they're in league with one another, the communist motherfuckers now, don't it? Antifa militants also reportedly stole and broke event participants' cell phones and GoPro cameras, the group said. The photos posted to WDI's X account shows the aftermath of their members being pied in the face by Antifa, and Antifa also came with signs that read, "Kill the TERFs." Come kill me, you motherfucker. Come on out in the fucking rural area and play your fucking games, man. See what we fucking do to you. The women's rights organization published a video testimonial on X of the violence that they had faced during the event at the hands of trans-identified biological men, referring to the assault as a male terrorism against women. And yeah, by God, I mean, if you did, I mean, think about it. It ain't been that many goddamn years. If you just grabbed somebody by the arm, that was kidnapping. If you fucking hit somebody for no goddamn reason, that was assault. And by God, it was prosecuted even in the administrative admiralty. But see, King Chuck is turning his fucking goddamn savages loose on the fucking American nationals. Turn them loose on the wrong American nationals, and you can fucking take the time to bury them, because we ain't going to bother. A woman named Melinda said that her phone was seized and smashed before she was hit in the face with a full can of pepper spray. I was blinded and in a lot of pain, she said, explaining that it was difficult to help her friend, Antifa kept hitting her. She said, where were the fucking men in that town? Are there any men left in Portland? Maybe not. Maybe you just fucking got the, oh, you know, if you come out, you're afraid of them cops? Man, you're scared of clothes. You're some pathetic son of a bitches, I'll tell you what. In another video testimony, a woman named Sam, they punched me in the face, and when I fell down, they kicked me in the head. Well, they'll do that. They're fucking animals. Women don't deserve this. Men have no right to do this. No, they're not men. Wait a minute. Yeah, they are. Wait. No, they're not. Yeah. Oh, gee. We can't figure that out. Son of a bitch got a dick or a pussy. If he's got a fucking dick, he's a man. If he's got a pussy, he's a fucking woman. But these guys are guys with dicks. This is the same ones that go into the sport so that they can take all the fucking medals and everything because men are fucking biologically stronger than fucking women. That's just the way it is. Our bone structures are different. You cannot fucking mistake it. There are no 250 fucking goddamn sexual identities. There's two, male and female. Get fucking used to it because it ain't going to fucking change. And you keep fucking pushing, your ass is going 6 feet under. This has to stop, she added. Goddamn right. Furthermore, a woman named Cass claimed that Antifa had pepper sprayed her and knocked her off her glasses and thrown to the ground. She alleged that Antifa militants also attacked an elderly bystander who had nothing to do with the event. They're fucking animals. They're fucking animals. You go after fucking animals. I mean, beat them. If they want to have knives or something, take a fucking gun. That's the way I play. I mean, you fist, well, okay, you can beat me with get a ball bat, I'll take a gun. I mean, if you want to go clear, the bottom line is going clear to the fucking wall. Go dust some of these motherfuckers and watch them fucking goddamn, then it'll mean something. If you stomp the fuck out of them, oh, damn, how dare you, man? You're violating their rights to fucking spray you with pepper spray, beat you, do anything they want to you because they're fucking freaks. They're sick in their fucking heads. Antifa, you hear me, you fucking punk bitches? You're sick in your fucking head. Come fuck with me, you motherfuckers. I'll leave you laying all over the fucking road. Grove City Antifa has been threatening to attack the event for weeks. But the group refused to cancel. Remember when they had the march down there with the, you know, how many, I mean, if you're going to have a march, I mean, I have nothing to do with this conservative fucking liberal bullshit because I know it is just that bullshit. But when they have a big march that's not fucking Antifa or one of these motherfuckers paid by for fucking Soros and company, cops, fucking goddamn acre of fucking cops for fucking 200 fucking people. You can bet your ass on it. Because they're in league. They're all communists. That fucking cop is a communist. Why does it matter which fucking communist you kill? Because of the clothes he's wearing? Ooh. And I could, no, I didn't kill a cop. It ain't a cop. He is an officer of the law. He's a fucking union fucking thug. Mercenary. He's a fucking mercenary, and this is a war. He got fucking shot. All you motherfuckers are mercenaries. And if you could quit looking at their fucking clothes and see them for what they are, come on down, you son of a bitch. We'll kill you too, you fucking animal. For weeks, but the group refused to cancel. See, so they knew about this going to happen for weeks. When one fucking cop there, these women got beat for wanting to be women. And fucking, well, that's just the way it is in this goddamn world, don't you know, people? Oh, let's go see something else. That's sickening enough. I can't even handle that. Expert reveals how, I guess it's metaversa sex will replace porn. I mean, it's weird. They're pushing, they're seeing what we though can, this is rubbing your nose in dog piss and seeing if they can get fucking away with it. Unhinged Israeli TV host wants total war in the Middle East and I watched the video and read it. And I mean, yeah, of course they do. They all fucking do. But everybody's found out what them fucking kikes are. I mean, the world is fucking standing there going, but still, like I said before, I mean, right now, there's Palestinian children being murdered. I can guarantee fucking you. In Golan Heights and in Gaza, they're being murdered. Nobody is doing a fucking thing about it. I mean, goddamn it, if they're showing they're not going to stop, and they've already said they're going to fucking Lebanon and fucking, Iran, but I guarantee you, Jordan, you're fucked. You think they're going to leave your ass alone? You think you got the deal? I say you don't. I say you ain't even close. Democrat docs as dominatrix, you know, the dominator, they hit you with a whip or what might have you, one of their kinks. Congressional campaign with Playboy profile. And this bitch gets caught, they showed some film of her. She's running for public office. And she was all, no. And then, hey, you know, that is actually a good thing. Now she's fucking riding on it, man. Well, hey, this is good. Let's do this. Summer of died suddenly. Woman ages 30 to 39, sudden deaths from June to October 23rd. 86 tragic deaths and analysis age 30 to 39, cardiovascular disabilities 167%, hematological 690% cancer at record. Well, see, when we was back there reading that other fucking article about why are people hesitant when every other fucking person's dropping dead in front of you. What the hell? Isn't that like playing Russian roulette? You get the gun, you spin the fucking cylinder. I mean, it really is. I don't understand fucking people that put up with it. Let me see what else we got here. We got lots. World Economic Forum. Now, wouldn't you think that would be a banking industry and all that shit and have nothing to do with your fucking personal life whatsoever? No fucking way they should even be talking about your fucking personal life. Who the fuck are they? The World Economic Forum, a non-governmental fucking international agency of fucking cocksuckers that we could wipe out in fucking a day? But the World Economic fucking Forum orders world governments to lower the age of consent to 12. What do you think about that, people? Going to sleep good tonight? This is by Baxter Dimitri, again, the people's voice. So we'll see what kind of fucking propaganda you're going to throw in the son of a bitch. The World Economic Forum has ordered governments around the world to reduce the age of consent to 12 years and decriminalize pedophilia. Think of it, God, 20 years of, they fucking ripped this place apart. According to the sick and twisted minds in the corridors of power in Davos, age of consent laws have no place in an enlightened society. Enlightened societies, you fucking let me catch you. See, it is, well, these guys are worms. Your average fella could beat them to death, and they know it. So they got to try and, it's legal, so now I can have a cop like the ones in fucking Portland stand there and fucking guard me while I fucking molest a fucking 12-year-old. Enlightened society because they discriminate against a child's right to choose to have sex with adults. A child's fucking goddamn it. A child! They ain't got the goddamn life experience or even understand it. Have a sex life? Are you fucking kidding me? If you disagree, the globalist elite have a plan for you. According to the next step in the evil agenda, they are planning to require parents to obtain a license to raise their own children. Give it a fuck. Do it. Just fucking do it. Quit talking around like the cunt you fucking are. Fucking do it. Go hire your fucking mercenaries and watch them fucking die. See if that paycheck's worth it to them. Come and try it, you son of a bitch. And if parents object to the key planks of the globalist agenda, oh, there's going to be conditions for you to let me do something my run this motherfucking government. I am this government. I am a fucking individual, free, sovereign national. You motherfuckers have zero authority to tell me to do any fucking thing. And you better get that to your fucking head before it's replaced with a bullet. How fucking dare you? You fucking foreign son of a bitch, you're going to order me to do something? Get the fuck over to my house and order me to do it, you fucker, and see what happens. Including the so-called right of the child, the elite will take away your right to raise your own child. No, they won't. It's because the elite will take, the sun's going to, about noon, it's going to spiral around in the sky a few times. It's going to do something it's never done before. And they just say this shit. You see how it's presented to you? And they're going to come and take your kid. Well, no, they fucking ain't. They're going to get their fucking asses shot. They fucking know it. There's some panty-waist punk motherfucking bitches out there that'll probably let their kids go. But then they got to run into the American Nationals. American National will blow your ass through the fucking door. They'll fight to the death for their fucking kids. Let's see you do it, bitch. Don't talk about it like it's a foregone conclusion because it fucking sure as hell ain't. Make no mistake. Listen to how they put it. Make no mistake. They are coming for our children. Come on. If you don't want to live in a world in which children are thrown to the wolves, the time has come to make a stand. No shit. How are you going to make that stand? So you want to put it up? There's time to make a stand. What you do is you go to the top where there's people's voices. They got all kinds of places where you can send them some more money for their $100,000 sets and their fucking, basically telling you what you already fucking know, what you're living. You will be the most educated motherfucking slaves that ever fucking existed on this planet. But you ain't got a fucking plan for doing anything. You ain't talking about that second article. You ain't talking about the fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 and our fucking, not only our right, but our duty to fucking enforce it. We do that, this all fucking goes away. And make no fucking mistake, it goes the fucking way. Before we dive in to subscribe to the channel, see, this is what it's, join the people's voice, a local community. Why? What are you going to do? You're going to better inform me that I'm getting fucked? That these goddamn pedophile fucking sick son of a bitches that make up about 0.004% of the fucking population are going to come somehow control me? That you can hire somebody that'll eat fucking bullets all the fucking day long? That they ain't coming home. And their pilots, when they leave, they can come home, but their goddamn family's going to have their throats fucking slit. You think we can't fight you? You think we won't wipe your fucking asses out? You know better. That's why you ain't done it yet. That's why you keep mealy-mouthing around, and this is just trying to morph us in. They're getting you ready for another election, people. This is what you're talking about. So the fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking only fucking law in this fucking land. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law and the jurisdictional authority of the fucking people. Plain and simple. Keep them as far away from that as you can. This is all fucking incorporated shit. When you incorporate, you get a license, you fucking print what they fucking tell you. And you stay within the bounds. And you pretend to be the alternative media, just like Alex Jones did until he morphed into a gross right wing. I heard him say fucking on one of those things, videos that, we should move them out of Northern Gaul and just smash it flat like they did at Dresden. Dresden where they burned all those people because that was the revenge of the Jews. Hey, Jew, wait till we take revenge, you motherfucker. You think we don't know how to hurt people? You're going to find out different, you motherfucking kike. Anyways, I think I'm going to take a break and get a drink or something, and we'll be right back.
All alone, smoke is born. Let's go hang out in the church. We'll go find lunch. And we'll haul mass down to the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Is it money, is it fame, or were they always this lame?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office. No, don't mail nothing. Fucking up on that. They steal my mail. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:43 Pacific time. And of course, that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire. And yeah, this planet's in the worst fucking condition that you could fucking imagine it to be in. And a handful are doing it to us people. That is the disgusting fucking part about it. A fucking lousy ass little handful of the bastards. Make no mistake, we are coming for your children, huh? If you don't want to live in a world in which children are thrown into the wolves, the time has come to make a stand. How are we going to make that stand, people? Well, you're going to go and you're going to send as much money as you can to the People's Voice so that you can even own a part of it. It's like you're investing in something. You're talking about corporation. I mean, you can be a stakeholder, and then I'd put you above me because I'm just a fucking American national, right? Or would that make you a fucking traitor? Because you know that this fucking everything incorporated is a fucking fraud. Has to be, because the whole thing came from a fraud. But yeah, go join. You can even make money, man. Probably give it to you in silver and fucking gold. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel. Oh, really? If you haven't already, join the People's Voice local community. And to join our incredible community and support the channel and visit Collective, the People's Voice TV to claim a stake. Here you are, to claim a stake in the channel. Earn profits. Now, this is the kind of fucking place you're going to find the answer to the get rid of these goddamn corporations and these monarchs, ain't it? And have a say in what we do. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what I mean? That's what you get. You take it. If that's what you fucking want, you know, I'll let you take it. I'll walk away from this fucking shit. And I'll stand back and want you fucking just self-destruct. Turn into goddamn. I want you fucking men get down on your goddamn knees and fucking suck the ass of a Jew. We need your help dismantling a 9,000-year-old devil-worshipping pedophile cult. No, we fucking don't. What we need is everybody to get on that fucking page. We got the law. We just need, hey, fucker, will you step up, Mr. fucking guy? It's on the fucking, you always got to have your little broadcast there and your $100,000 motherfucking set. Will you step up with a fucking gun and put these motherfucking dogs down? Will you? Will you say it? Will you say, I'll kill you, you motherfuckers? Will you say it? Well, no, what we're saying here is, man, you need to make some money here. The globalist elite have been attempting to normalize pedophilia behind the scenes for years. No shit. Wait, wow, fuck, man, goddamn. I mean, I could have been getting money for telling that fucking 5, 6, 8 years ago. And now we are seeing the fruits of the labor right out in the open. The German government is considering proposals to legalize child porn and drastically lower the age of consent as part of a radical new push. Radical new plans pushed by the WEF, the World Economic Forum, not the World Sex Forum, the World you mean you're going to control us through the fucking revenue? How about we fucking, I mean, just like the goddamn patriots old, you know, the true patriots, our true fucking founding fathers, not the cocksuckers that sat there and did business with both fucking sides and made a fucking fortune off it and hijacked our fucking goddamn popular uprising. I'm not talking about them. That's what I'm talking about, the guys that fought it and knew it. Why in the fuck didn't you go to Philadelphia and finish the fucking job? I wouldn't be sitting here like this. I'd be living in fucking paradise. To make the world more inclusive towards pedophiles. I mean, it ain't that many years ago you said that. Just said it somewhere. Somebody bust your fucking jaw. The German Bundestag has accepted a petition outlining children's rights, which was drafted by a notorious pro-pedophile organization. You didn't want to fucking even say that goddamn word. Think about it, people. Can you remember yesterday? Kruma 13, a pro-pedophilia group which advocates for the child rape and the legislation of pedophiles. Among the rights listed within the petition's text is the assertion that children have, quote, the right to have a say in the matters that affect their emotional, mental, and how can they fucking know? They're kids. They don't have the life experience to even know what these fucking words mean. I'm not going to argue this shit because it's like arguing that only the criminals won't follow the gun laws. No, you just can't do this, motherfucker. You do it, you die. You do this, we got to take you out like the rabid fucking dogs you are. I'm sorry, but that's just a fucking, I'm not sorry. I'm fucking glad. You need to die. Every fucking one of you needs to be a dead son of a bitch, and you need to get the fuck back away from our fucking children. Mental and physical well-being and the right to the free development of their personality. How could they even know what that fucking words mean? Huh? Personality? They're supposed to know what fucking their personality is? I mean, what the fuck? You're talking to like two about them like they're adults. They're not. They're children. They're just now. I mean, it's like when the little kid takes that first little taste of ice cream. Whoa. Everything to a kid is like that. I mean, until you're fucking goddamn an adult. Everything is new to you. You don't know it. You have no experience. You can't. That's why children can't enter contract until they're 18 fucking years old. And they should have to pass a test knowing what the fucking goddamn common law is, what the common law courts are, what their fucking rights are and how to prosecute their fucking life before they are left loose to fucking start contracting or anything else. You can't contract a fucking child, you son of a bitch. You think you see, that's where they put that third party in there when they came up with that marriage license. You had your churches and they could perform all the ceremonies they wanted. And it's a religious ceremony of getting married is. And then they fucking went 501c3 so that you had to have that third party in there. You signed the fucking marriage certificate. Your wife signed the fucking marriage certificate. And the fucking representative of the state, the preacher, the fucking corporate preacher, he signed the fucking goddamn marriage license, right? And now, because he's working under license, people are, oh, we don't want homosexuals being married in our church. Well, you really ain't got no fucking choice because it ain't a fucking church. It's a fucking business. And that's the goddamn problem. Mental and physical well-being and the right to the free development of their personality. I love that. Sexual self-determination is included in Article 2 of the Basic Law under the phrase free development of personality, a fact that Giesinking made certain to point out to his followers on his website. It's included in the second article. So what fucking second article? Self-determination? I think the second article to the Bill of Rights says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. Isn't that what the second article says to people? Under the phrase free development? I don't see that in the second article, do you? The activists have been demanding that the pedophile's sexual identity be protected. Fuck you. You're not protected. Let me see you doing it and see if you're protected. See if anybody can see who wants to fucking get killed for me getting just get to your ass, you son of a bitch. Protected from discrimination, criminalization. You're already a criminal. You're a fucking goddamn sick in head son of a bitch attacking a child. That gets you fucking killed. Exclusion and persecution under German equity laws. Germany, you know, you're smartest people on the goddamn planet, and you fucking put in, I don't know, what did it demoralize you so much that them fucking Jews bring you so far fucking down that you can't even stand, are your spines fucking turned to fucking jello? What's the fucking problem with you? Why are you allowing this fucking shit? You're fucking Germans, man. You're fucking smart people, and you're letting these fucking goddamn sickos fucking destroy your country, really? Doing nothing about it? And pedophilia isn't the only taboo they are determined to smash. Incest. Listen to this. Incest is also on the WEF's agenda, and they are determined to have it legalized in all WEF infiltrated countries, starting with Germany. Incest! People, are we going backwards in time? Are we de-civilizing? That's what we are fucking doing. To say this, you get your ass shot. According to the World Health, Economic Forum, anti-incest laws violate the human rights of brothers and sisters who want to have relationships and start families, and a government-backed group in Germany is now promoting the WEF line. Really? You mean the WEF, George Soros, and then pumped a few million dollars in there and got a group of people together that would, I don't know, fuck their sister? I don't get it. But, I mean, anything sick and demented, immoral, you have to completely make the people immoral, just like in old Khazaria, to where they, I mean, they're just fucking filth. Filth is the only thing you could, otherwise you couldn't control them. I mean, when anything fucking goes, man, I mean, and I mean anything, I mean, when it, and they'll tell you, though, you know, I sit there and you think about fucking incest, you know, a fucking dude fucking his sister. And you fucking think, yeah, it's not something that you're taught or learned. It's just, it's like when two men are kissing with beards. I mean, I want to puke. It fucking actually upsets my fucking stomach. It's not natural. You're trying to get us as far away from the natural world as you possibly can, because only in an unnatural world could you ever control us. Could you ever stand a chance of killing enough of us off in time before we fucking slaughter your asses? It ain't going to happen. When you do shit like this, it turns the determination knob up to fucking 10. Got it, dumbass? It hardly needs to be said that the laws against incest are there for a reason. Fucking duh. But the elite are not stopping there. They are now laying the groundwork to take away the natural right of parents to raise their own children. They didn't try. If you fucking, well, of course you're Germans, man. I mean, God, did they spank you so bad back at fucking in the 1940s? Did they spank you so bad that you're just little fucking pussy-ass children? Are you going to stand up and wipe these cocksuckers off the face of the earth like fucking Germans would? Hillary Clinton said it takes a village to raise a child, and the global elite are taking the concept even further. The World Economic Forum professor has declared that parents will soon need to obtain a license. No, we won't. See, that's just talk. That's called talking out your fucking ass. Because you, before you can say that you're going to soon have to. No, I'm not. I'm going to soon have to if I can't kill you before you kill me. If we don't wipe your fucking asses out, and if we just lay down and let it fucking happen. If we stand up and we fucking just blow your asses out of this fucking country, or the Germans do, you stand up and you blow these fuckers out of your country, then no, it ain't going to happen, is it? If they always, that's the way propaganda is. It puts it like it's already a fait accompli. It's not. This only happens if you're a fucking pussy, if you allow this kind of sick shit. You want, they would want the German fucking people doing incest. Smartest people in the fucking, on the planet. Yeah, you'd want to see if you could get them all make fucking retards out of them like the royal family. Fuck your fucking first cousin. Fuck your fucking sister. I mean, keep it up, people. Then you'll end up, well, we ended up with what we ended up because of that shit, actually. Declared the parents will soon need to obtain a license. No, we won't. Well, I don't know. You Germans might if you can't fucking fight. From the government in order to raise their own children. According to Connor Canpurer, from the World Economic Forum again, funded University of Columbia, Colorado Boulder, parents will need to prove that they accept the racial pro-pedophilia and transgender agenda before being granted a license. I don't think I'd get a license. I think when you ask for the license, I give you a bullet through your fucking head. You can't, I don't need your fucking permission to raise my own children. And then somebody was saying in another article, oh, that's not no right guaranteed. The goddamn hell it ain't. That's the right to be secure in your person, knowing that they can't touch your fucking children because your children are under your fucking wing, under your fucking rights, and you got the right to defend them to the death with what you believe to be correct. Some fucking sicko comes up and touches your fucking kid on the ass or grabs his junk, you got the right to beat him to death right there on the fucking spot. And see, that's why we had the jury system to go along with our wonderful fucking common law. Because you'd have fucking just regular folk like yourself, not these professional fucking jurors that are members of the Masonic Lodge. They always have two or three of those in any thing in admiralty. And hell, even if you do win in court, the judge is a 13th fucking jury. He can get rid of it all. But if you have people like us, there's people that think about 12 people like me, 12 people like you, some trenchers listening, and you see something like this, what would you do, that son of a bitch? What would you? Would you hang him outside the courthouse? I would. I'd probably want to see him, depending on what he did. If he did something really outrageous, I might want to see him fucking cut up slow. Because remember, we're not a part of that Geneva Convention. That's something you son of a bitches had better remember. There's no fucking rules. We understand that. You've taught us quite well. No fucking quarter asked. No fucking quarter given. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this disgusting shit for a day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, see this, watching it morph. Just watch it morph and keep, every time you think one of these, man, you send us your money like you did fucking Alex Jones. Look what he did. All the fucking millions and millions of people sent him. And look at him. He fucking played you. We're fucking, ain't got a pot to piss in the wind to throw it out. But we're telling the fucking truth. And we're not fucking playing games with you like using COVID-19. Once we learn that COVID-19 is a fucking lie and the vaccine is a fucking goddamn kill agent, that's all we're going to call it. We're not going to allow the Goebbels to fucking work through our site so that we can have a fat fucking wallet. We'd rather have fucking freedom than your fucking mammon. I guess that's really what it comes down to. And that's a word from the trenches.